Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway at 1550 North High Street. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. And this is
Cinema Classics.
And speaking of cinema classics, we are at the Gateway Film Center as usual, John. This Saturday, July 6th, we are celebrating Stallone's, as in Sylvester Stallone, not Jackie Stallone.
No, Sly.
Not Frank Stallone.
Right.
You know, the one, the guy.
Sure.
Sylvester Stallone's 67th birthday. We're celebrating that with an all-out Balboa-thon of Rockies 1, 2, 3, and 4. Back to back to back to back.
Right. Okay.
Beginning at noon.
Okay, so you're leaving out Rocky Balboa.
Well, we're leaving out 5 and 6, yes. Unfortunately, right, we just don't have time. I would say I love Rocky Balboa.
I do too.
The last one.
Yeah.
What a fitting end to a great series.
Yeah.
You know, and out of 6 movies, he had one stinker, Rocky number 5. Who cares? The rest of them are great.
In 1976, I took my very young children on a whim to see Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
My son loved it. He loves it to this day.
I love it too.
The writing was great.
Yeah.
There are characters in it. It's just a boxing film.
No.
It is about people. And he wrote it. Mm-hmm. Stallone wrote it. Got to give him credit. Got the Oscar.
Right.
Best Picture.
He was nominated for Best Actor.
Okay.
John G. Avildsen, Best Director.
Cool.
It is an amazing film. Rocky. Most people misremember. They think he won that fight.
Right, that's one of the good things.
Apollo Creed. He does not. Yeah. And in fact, what I love about that movie is, you know, there's a great tradition in great movies of people who win by losing. And Rocky, despite the fact that he loses that fight, really wins. He wins in the eyes of the audience. He wins for himself. He survives it. You know, he gives Apollo Creed a run for his money.
Sure.
It's kind of like in Cool Hand Luke when Paul Newman gets beaten up relentlessly by George Kennedy to the point where George Kennedy has to pick Newman up and carry him off of the prison grounds because he's just walloped him. Well, the moment George Kennedy picks up Newman and walks off, Paul Newman wins that fight.
Sure.
Cool Hand Luke wins.
Yeah.
He wins by losing.
Stallone wins. He wins because he's picked on the American dream, which is comeback stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he allows him in his sequel, Rocky II, and I think 1979, right? To come back and to have a spectacular, albeit Hollywood, ending.
Yeah. And it's not your take. He really, like, think about that. Back then, you know, sequels are par for the course today.
Yeah.
They weren't necessarily, you know, in 1979.
That's true.
So he revisits and has this fight against Apollo Creed, and again, he just orchestrates it beautifully. It's not what you think. There's the climactic fight is really suspenseful, and it's beautifully edited and performed.
Well, and think about thematically. Here you have a character who not only has to get back in the ring when he was brutally beaten the first time around, he has to overcome that fear. In other words, there's a real character development, a real arc going on between the two films.
Yeah.
And that's what I think contingent. And Stallone is writing. He's writing all three, actually.
Right. Yeah.
And directing?
He started to direct them later on.
Okay.
But, you know, we know why the movies are exciting and thrilling. I would like to explore why you think this character matters to people. He means a whole lot to me, Rocky Balboa, and it seems that we don't often explore that. Audiences don't necessarily ask why they like Rocky. He's an Italian American. He is not the smartest guy. You know, he's got that mumbled way of speaking, and above all things, John, he displays a rare on-screen quality, which is humility.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are often times in my life when I want to respond to a situation in a certain way, maybe overly passionate, you know, because I'm Italian.
Mm-hmm.
But I often say, how would Rocky respond to this? You know, and 9 times out of 10, I find myself responding in a better way.
Yeah, and for me, his relationships with the other people in the film express what I think everybody really likes. That is that for him, the most important thing, these relationships. He works so very hard with Talia Sher, is it?
Mm-hmm.
In his love, trying to win her love. I mean, that whole fight with Apollo Creed was an attempt to get her to love him.
Right. And I'm so glad you said that, because at the end of Rocky, you know, there's that beautiful, as Bill Conti's score soars, and the crowd is rushing onto the ring,
yeah,
you know, and Rocky's being heralded in there, and the interviewer is thrusting the microphone in his face, and they keep cross-cutting to Talia Shire, who is running to the ring, and he's yelling, Adrian, Adrian. And as she's running through the crowd, her red beret gets knocked off.
Oh.
And when she gets into the ring, and he gets her in his arms, the first thing he says to her is, what happened to your hat? Nobody knows that. But if you listen to it, he says,
great.
What happened to your hat?
Yeah.
And again, you know, it's a perfect moment because his focus is on her.
Yeah.
And that little bit of business about the hat,
mm-hmm,
is really, it seems like a throwaway bit, but it's not. It's at the heart of who Rocky is.
His relationship with Burgess Meredith, his manager,
mm-hmm,
is fully developed. Not kind of like any you'll ever have in another movie.
Yeah.
You know who he is, you understand him, and you see what happens to the two of them.
Yeah.
Because both of them care about each other.
Right. There's this awkward scene in the original film where Burgess Meredith as Mickey kicks Rocky out of the gym, and then Rocky's given the shot at fighting Apollo Creed.
Yes.
And Meredith comes groveling to Rocky, you know, to let him, because it's his shot too, and he has to kind of, you know, ingratiate himself into Rocky's good graces again. And it's a rough scene, man, and it plays out over the course of 5 or 10 minutes, and it's beautifully developed and orchestrated.
Well, so 3 years later, we have Rocky III.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this the one where he's fighting the Russian?
Rocky IV.
Four is one. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Rocky III is the Eye of the Tiger movie. Remember?
Oh,
he's
Mr.
cushy.
T?
Yes. He's a successful
yes.
millionaire who's lost
right.
his Eye of the
oh,
Tiger,
yeah, yeah.
And it takes the brute force of Clubber Lang, who's you know Mr. T, and
yeah, he kills him.
He destroys him first, and then Rocky has to get back to basics.
Yeah.
And then Rocky IV, obviously, he fights Ivan Drago, the Russian.
Yes, that's
you know,
right.
And that's basically the, it's a great dichotomy, and it's the shortest of all the Rocky movies. It comes in at a tight 90 minutes, but Rocky, you know, training in the mountains, and Ivan Drago is a steroid-addled, you know, yeah, techno athlete.
Sure, yeah, and that really is one of the important things about it, is that contrast between the kind of visceral, natural Rocky and the techno, new world kind of guy. And also, we're talking Cold War business here, aren't we? 1985,
yeah, right?
And so which is a little maybe too obvious.
Yeah, of course.
And I can almost feel the series winding down after well, three, when
yeah,
you get
well,
to this.
That's why it's the shortest one. I mean, even Stallone yeah. knew that. Rocky V, you know, you have to give him some kudos. Let me say that again. 3, 2. You have to give him some kudos for at least trying something different in Rocky V.
Yeah.
You know, he becomes the trainer. That was an interesting twist. And then the climactic fight is a street fight. Oh. It doesn't work. But Rocky Balboa, these many years later, he's a father, he's a widower, and his, you know, he gets another shot, basically as a stunt, as a publicity yeah. stunt to fight again. And Stallone goes right back to Rocky, the first Rocky basics. It's a character piece. He develops the relationships, and you just get a glimpse inside of this guy's life and who he is and how he's thinking at 60 years old. And it is a gem of a little film, and it's approached in that spirit of independent movie making the way he approached the first one.
So somebody's going to sit through 4 of these on Saturday?
Me, yeah. Me, and I'm going to bring my kid.
Great.
You know what? And because, quite frankly, because I believe like all great films, there are life lessons to be gleaned. There are life lessons to be learned. Rocky Balboa is a character, an American icon, that serves as a shining example of who we could be.